With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A contingent of House Judiciary Committee Republicans backed President Trump's executive order restricting birthright citizenship. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Led by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, 18 of the committee's 25 Republicans signed on to the Friends of the Court brief. Trump, on his first day in office, signed an executive order narrowing birthright citizenship so that it doesn't extend to children born on U.S. soil to parents without permanent legal status. Eight lawsuits have since been filed, challenging as violating federal immigration law and the long-held understanding of the 14th Amendment. Over the next week, judges have scheduled four hearings in courtrooms across the country to consider blocking Trump's order on a preliminary basis. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House tomorrow. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on American and Israeli priorities.
Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a six-week ceasefire. During that time, Hamas is releasing several dozen hostages in return for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. But it's not quite clear what happens at the end of these 6 weeks. In fact, talks are expected to begin this week on the next phase of this ceasefire. Netanyahu has been signaling to his hardline allies at home that he wants to resume the war against Hamas at the end of these 6 weeks. Trump, on the other hand, has signaled that he would like to see this war wind down.
Meanwhile, 2 weeks after the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel took effect, aid is flooding into the Gaza Strip. Humanitarian groups say aid distribution is complicated by destroyed or damaged roads. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 122 points, the Nasdaq dropped 235, the S&P lower by 46. This is SRN News. The governor of Virginia will defend homeschooling.
Glenn Youngkin says he will veto a Democratic bill that would remove the state's religious exemption in education. That law allows a parent to keep their child out of the public school strictly for religious reasons and does not require such parents to submit a homeschool lesson plan to the state. Not all homeschoolers are Christians, but a significant percentage of that community is. They don't want to lose their exemption in Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. isn't the only country where battles over abortion are taking place. An appeals court in Poland says it'll rule later this month in the case of a woman's rights activist convicted in 2023 of providing another woman with abortion pills. The defendant has been sentenced to 8 months of community service for having sent the pills. Helping a woman have an abortion is illegal in Poland and can result in up to 3 years in prison. This is SRN News. A potential choking hazard has prompted a baby food maker to issue a recall.
Gerber is recalling and discontinuing sale of its edible Soothe and Chew teething sticks. The company received customer complaints about choking. At least one ER visit was reported. The company says customers who bought the sticks meant to relieve teething pain should return them to stores where they were purchased for a refund. The teething sticks are edible teethers marketed to parents and guardians of children 6 months and older. They come in strawberry, apple, and banana flavors. Rich Thomason reporting.
America's national bird, the bald eagle, is having a moment. The eagles find themselves in a sort of environmental updraft since the early 2000s. When the federal government took the thriving birds off its endangered species list, with more states following suit. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.